60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get to that, be careful what you wish for.
All right. Good advice.
I've heard that before.
Yes. We get a lot of messages into the show on our Facebook. We get a lot of requests for young Jeffrey to sing his song of the week at weddings.
Yes.
He still hasn't taken anybody up on that offer, though.
You got to offer him a lot of money.
Yeah, he does. At least $4 million for him to perform.
Whoa. Yeah.
But just the other day, we got a very interesting message from a woman named Karen. Karen has an issue.
Karens always have an issue, don't they? It's like Karen and Susan both.
That's true.
She has a horse. She just got a brand new horse.
That's the issue?
Yes, and she sent us a picture and asked if we could help name that horse.
Oh, that's actually kind of a cool issue.
Oh, cool.
So Digital Jake showed us a picture of the horse and asked if we had any names for it. We came up with the names. What did we come up with, Jake?
There was a suggestion of Turtle.
That was my suggestion.
Johnny Bravo, because
right.
It's a blonde horse.
Yeah.
Okay. Jubal suggested Stumpy.
Stumpy, yeah, because I thought it had short legs for a horse.
Like a mini horse? That's
yeah.
Not supposed to be a mini horse.
And Karen apparently didn't like any of our suggestions.
Not one bit. No,
not at all, actually.
I thought a horse named Turtle would be pretty cute.
Yeah, she said we weren't being very helpful, actually.
No.
So
when are we?
What we're going to do is we're posting the picture on our Facebook page right now. Go to Brooke and Jubal on Facebook.
Cool.
And we'll leave it up to you. Name Karen's horse right now on our Facebook page. Send her some suggestions.
Yeah, Karen, I will put a black bar over the horse's eyes to protect his privacy.
Yeah.
But we're going to get you some horse name suggestions, yeah. Karen. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay, knowing the internet, it's going to be Horsey McHorseface.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah.
So there you go, Karen. We'll help you out. Send us a message on Facebook for something
cool.
You need. Maybe we can help you out.
Yeah, let's name stuff for everybody.
Everybody.
Children.
Babies, whatever. All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I'm drawing a name out of the hat because I had the shock caller last, and I got Jose.
Ah, great.
All right. Jose's grabbing the shock caller while he puts that on. Jeff, please read Jose the shock caller question of the day.
Oh, it's awesome that Jose got this question.
Oh, great.
So think for a second. What's the one thing
you stop
in
right
your...
there. Think for a second.
Yeah.
Like, I'm out.
Man,
I can't.
Give up.
What's the one thing in your place that totally kills the mood if you're about to get it on?
Why are you laughing already, Brooke?
Because I've never even been in your place, and it already turns me off.
A new survey asked that question, and they found the biggest turnoffs inside your home that can instantly kill the romance. Mm. Some of the answers that didn't quite make the top three included... having a messy bedroom.
Okay, I have that.
If there's any children's toys lying around.
I don't have any children.
Please tell me you don't have that.
I only have a couple.
Yeah. Okay.
There's coloring books, okay? I'm just kidding.
Also, having a weird collection on display, like a bunch of old action figures in their original boxes, or like a bed full of stuffed animals. So you have to name the top three biggest turnoffs inside your place that instantly kill the mood. And I'll give you one lifeline. Ask me any number, I'll tell you the correct answer.
Ooh. Gotta give you a lifeline with only three? That's pretty good.
Yeah. The first thing, which I now have this face down, that I'm thinking of is a picture of an ex.
Wait, you still there?
Well, I don't have 100% closure of that relationship still, so...
Can't you at least put it in a box or put it in the closet or something?
That's disrespectful. I mean, at least if it's not up, you know, and then if it is up, I know she's snooping around my place.
Then it just looks like you're sad and crying to yourself all the time.
Well, Brooke, maybe I am. Maybe you should check on your friends more. Anyway, the obvious is dirtiness. I would say, like, dirty dishes.
Mm. Yeah, but I somewhat agree with that, but I don't think it would be above a picture of your ex, because you're not in the kitchen that often. If you're going over to somebody's house...
Maybe once. Maybe, even if you go in. Oh, but dirty laundry. Just a whole pile of dirty laundry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, can I get number three as a lifeline?
Number three is if you have a picture of your ex up on display somewhere.
Wow, okay.
Read the question one more time.
Okay.
A recent survey asked the question, what's the one thing in your place that totally kills the mood if you're about to get it on? And they found the top three answers. You have to name them in no particular order.
Wow, so I got the X one.
Stinky garbage.
Oh,
like, there is nothing more unattractive than a bad smell.
Yeah, I do stack my garbages until they're too much, until I can walk in when I get home from work and I can smell it, then I take them out.
Yeah, well, you mean walk into your building and you can smell it three floors down?
Yeah, it's about 20 garbages and I take it out.
God.
No. But no, you're right. I do have like three or four that I need to take out as we speak.
Uh-huh.
Jubal, do you have any suggestions? Anything that's ever ruined the mood for you?
Well, I was thinking about other things he said, like action figure collection, you know, something weird in there.
Mm-hmm. I do have, like, trophies, like our Marconi Award, but that should be impressive, right? Well, no. it's also next to some bobbleheads that I have. So.
Yeah, bobblehead collection?
Maybe, yeah, that's not bad. Okay, I'm going to lock in dirty dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And what's one last thing that for sure would turn a girl off?
A bunch of late child support notices stacked up on your counter. Probably a turn off.
Or just a child in the house at all. No, I'm going to go dirty dishes and dirty laundry.
A recent survey found the top three things inside your home that can instantly kill the mood when you're trying to be intimate. Number three is having a picture of your ex somewhere up in your place. Mm-hmm. You got that one right. Number two is a messy kitchen.
Oh.
Okay, dirty dishes count?
Yeah, even if you're not getting intimate, just the sight of old food or dirty pots and plates in the sink is a huge mood killer.
Do not open my fridge, you will gag.
And the number one answer for things that can instantly kill the mood inside your place, what was your
dirty
guess?
Laundry. Big pile of bad, dirty clothes.
The number one answer is bad smells.
Oh, that's kind of what I meant, but I said laundry, so you're not going to give it to me, are you?
I don't know. What do we think on that one? It includes feet smells, any stinky food, just neglecting to take the trash out.
I said trash and I said all that.
I feel like you got it, because even before that you said I take my socks off and
then
it smells
I said,
like
my garbage that's piled up.
I'm going to have to say he got it, Jeff.
All right.
Well, do you agree?
I think you got it right.
Yes.
I think you absolutely got it right.
It's a great
you
Jeffrey
even
shot.
Said in the example.
All right. Because your place is such a catastrophe, Jose, I feel bad for you, so we'll give you the correct answer.
Yay, I did it. My apartment's so dirty, I nailed this one.
Yeah. All right, Jeff's got the shot caller now, and somebody wants you to sing Roses by Outkast. So
ooh, I need more roses in my apartment. That's what I need
to do. Sing that whenever you're ready.
All right.
I know you like to thank your don't stain, but lean a little bit closer. See, roses really smell like boo, boo, boo. Yeah, roses really smell like boo, boo, boo.
All right, phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.